Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about the results of Montana's college readiness test for high school juniors and the Crow legislature's bill that would introduce alcohol on the tribe's reservation. It's Monday, September 16th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. The idling of two coal mines has taken a toll on the region straddling northeastern Wyoming and southeastern Montana, where coal has quietly supported the economies of both states for decades. Negotiations that could reopen the two Wyoming mines under new ownership are stalled more than 2 months later, and some 600 employees remain off the job. The turmoil comes as U.S. coal production is down more than 30% since peaking in 2008. A new Montana Department of Corrections intervention program for domestic violence cases has raised concerns. The program involves victims and their abusers meeting to discuss the risks of moving back into the same home or having some greater level of contact upon the victim's request. The issue came up recently before the legislature's Law and Justice Interim Committee. The Montana State Auditor's Office is trying to reach thousands of state residents who might be eligible for reimbursement from a $285,000 settlement in an insurance fraud case. The Helena Independent Record reported Saturday that the Auditor's Office found more than 3,600 names in the files of companies involved in the case. The auditor's spokesperson estimated between a couple dozen to a couple thousand people may be eligible for repayment. The results of Montana's statewide college readiness test for high school juniors were released Friday. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney reports the overall test scores are identical to the previous year, but down over the last 4 years.
Montana gives the ACT test to nearly all juniors as part of its federal accountability requirements. The test is also used as an entrance exam for many colleges and universities. It scores students on curriculum sections, English, math, reading, science, and sometimes writing. The more than 9,500 juniors that took the ACT assessment this year combined for a state composite score of 19.6, the same mark received in 2018. Dylan Klappmeyer is with the Montana Office of Public Instruction.
Worth noting is that the flagship universities in Montana, MSU and UM, as part of their entrance criteria, one of them is a required score of a 22 on the ACT.
The ACT college readiness benchmark is a composite score of 22. The ACT is scored from 1 to 36. In the release of the data Friday, State Superintendent Elsie Arnson wrote, quote, "These ACT results show that Montana has work to do in preparing our students for success in college and careers," unquote. OPI says Montana students this year slightly increased scores in math and English language arts proficiency. However, most students still fall below the test's college-ready indicator. Montana's combined 2019 score is down a tenth of a point from 2017 and down from the composite of 20 scored in 2016. Arnson says not all students need to go to college to find a career, and one test is not an indicator of a student's full potential. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
University officials in Montana have approved a $1.6 billion budget, an 8% increase from last year. The Missoulian reported Thursday that a Montana University System Board of Regents committee unanimously approved the all-funds budget Thursday. School officials say the approval reflects a $1 million budget increase at the University of Montana and about a $15 million budget increase at Montana State University. Officials say some colleges plan to use the funds to launch a new initiative known as Montana Project 10, intended to boost retention and graduation rates among low-income students by providing financial support and academic momentum. Officials say average state appropriations per student are about $8,500, the highest amount since 1992 when it was just over $9,000. Montana State University in Havre has the highest at about $11,600. The Crow legislature is considering a bill that would introduce alcohol on the tribe's reservation. As Olivia Reingold reports, it's part of a plan to revitalize the Crow economy with casino dollars.
Right now, the Crow Casino Absolica Nights is just an empty room with about 200 gaming machines shut off. Some wear sticky notes that say things like fix monitor and won't connect to server.
This is our casino site here.
It's been closed for violating gaming regulations for 2 years now, but Aaron Badbear is helping bring it back up to code and open it back up.
See, so now walking through, we kind of want to designate areas. So we're bringing poker back so we can have poker.
Another thing that could be on the table is alcohol. The Crow Reservation has been dry for more than 150 years. Past attempts to change that have failed, but now the legislature might try again. Tribal Chairman AJ Not Afraid introduced a bill this summer that would issue a special use permit for casinos on the Crow Reservation to serve alcohol, possibly including tribally owned Absolica Nights. Under the bill, any alcohol served would have to be consumed at the casinos, but some worry its impact could go beyond those walls and increase rates of alcoholism. Health data from the state health department is conflicting. The same data set shows that people in Bighorn County are half as likely to binge drink than in other parts of the state, but five times more likely to have the conditions associated with it. Data aside, some tribal members sense there's a problem and that this bill would make it worse. But casino manager Badbear says he would tightly manage it if Absolica Nights makes it into the final version of the bill. He says he's just trying to provide the experience some of his customers demand.
We'd get a couple people coming in asking if we'd serve drinks. They'd be like, oh, you guys don't have any alcohol? I'm like, no. And I'm like, oh. And then we'd let them know that it's a dry reservation. They're like, oh, I didn't know that. So they kind of expected, you know, that just from the casino setting itself.
He says alcohol would help make the casino more of a destination for people from Billings and Sheridan, Wyoming. When the casino was open, they used to keep track of how much money their customers spent. He says 9 out of 10 of the top paying people were from out of town.
Yeah, there's only so much money we can make off of our own people coming in every day.
He says alcohol would be just the first step. A hotel would be next. He hopes to put the revenue back into the tribe by distributing per capita payments based on their profits and offering student scholarships. In downtown Crow Agency, it's lunchtime.
Wait, what are you guys selling today?
Boach Chalapa and Marsha Littlelight are selling Pacos out of their car.
It's like a fry bread, if you ever heard of fry bread, with hamburger, potatoes, cheese, and onions on the inside. It's good.
Chalapa and Littlelight say they've heard of the bill. They say they used to drink but don't anymore since they're raising 9 kids now.
Drinking's not good on the res because of all the people that died. Yeah, I mean, we had
buried my sister-in-law from cirrhosis, so that's why I don't think it's a good idea.
Cirrhosis is irreversible scarring of the liver, most often caused by alcoholism, hepatitis, obesity, or diabetes. For her 31-year-old sister-in-law, Littlelight says it was alcohol-related. She worries things like that could happen more often if alcohol were introduced on Crow land. That said, she knows people already drink here. She says that they're bootleggers and that the closest beer is never more than 12 miles away in Hardin.
There is a bill to introduce alcohol on the reservation.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Can I ask you what you think about it?
John, who's around the corner filling up his minivan, says that's close enough. He's a Crow tribal member but would only give me his first name since it's such a controversial topic within the tribe. His first problem is that he says this bill would just benefit outsiders.
I don't know why they want to bring it in here. That's an open door for you white people to come in here. You know, we don't actually need alcohol. We'll be like Hardin, have all those junks here.
His second is that he wants the tribe to consider other kinds of economic development, like mineral extraction.
We've got minerals, we've got all that stuff. Why? And how are they looking into this goddamn alcohol? How come they can't develop those sand and gravel and all that stuff?
The Crows sit on one of the richest coal beds in the country, but have seen their profits plummet after losing a crucial federal subsidy earlier this year. His third point is that he doesn't buy this will be a one-off permit.
What I'm saying is that they want to have it over at the casino, but you never know what's going to happen.
He points to the gas station and says if this bill passes, they'll want in on it too. If the bill becomes law, it would leave the state with two dry reservations, the Northern Cheyenne Nation right next door, and the Chippewa Cree Tribe of the Rocky Boys Reservation. The bill is currently being marked up by the tribe's gaming committee. No vote has been scheduled yet. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.